Fireball Brady, Episode 3. Welcome to Fireball Brady. You can't stop the signal. I'm Chris.
I'm John. I'm still handsome.
And we're here today. I'm going to talk a little bit about Halloween and superheroes. Primarily, we're going to start off with Halloween, then we'll break into superheroes. We're not going to spend too much time on either because we don't want to bore you incessantly like we did with our last 45-minute podcast. But that's okay. If you listened to the whole thing, you couldn't have been bored incessantly or else you would have shut it off.
Good call.
Anyways, it is the 26th, I believe.
Something like... No, it's the 28th.
28th. We got 3 days left. Just so everybody knows, in case you're keeping tabs, on the blog, there is a link to PayPal. My birthday's coming up on the 3rd. Any donations would be gladly appreciated. Regardless, Halloween's coming up. We got 3 days to go. It's coming up on Monday. Halloween's one of those really fun childhood memories of mine. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I remember dressing up as everything from a robot to a space-age cowboy to superheroes. And
you wore buttless chaps, didn't you?
No, I didn't wear buttless chaps.
Oh, that's good.
I dressed up as a cowboy, then my cousin decided to paint my face silver.
Huh. Okay.
A lot of people in our circles are dead set against Halloween. A lot of people, not necessarily our circle, but people...
From our persuasion, people that tend to think like us.
Yeah, people that tend to think like us are usually, not usually, but quite a few of them are, well, they're the same people that, you know, if you watch Wizard of Oz, you're going to hell because there's a witch and a wizard and munchkins. Anything you watch with munchkins in it, bad. But anyways, Halloween, it's got some bad juju for some people.
I don't get that.
John, what was your experience growing up with Halloween?
Other than
scaring small children.
there was a little bit of that, but in the teenage years. But, you know, really, it was more harvest parties and at the church. And until I was a teenager and kind of started doing my own thing with my friends, that was pretty much my Halloween experience.
See, and that's it. There wasn't, I mean, at every harvest party and Halloween party I went to growing up, we never had pentagrams drawn on the circle. We weren't lighting candles and chanting to ancient gods and demons, calling them forward to bless us.
I must have gone to the wrong harvest parties.
Dude, all I'm telling you is the whole point was free candy. Get candy, get candy, get candy. People would say, can you wear this? Yes, I can wear that. Give me the candy. See, growing up, for me, I mean, I grew up in Southern Oregon and moved to Washington State when I was about 10 or 11. And it was a little different in Washington because there were a lot more people.
Yeah.
And more people only meant one thing.
More candy.
So it gave me more opportunity. Consequently, I'd run into people who could not believe that my parents would allow me to go trick-or-treating, let alone would they condone the activity by giving candy out to the other people.
You went trick-or-treating?
I did. I loved it. Oh, it was terrible. No, when we first moved to the north end up here, me and the kid next door and all of our friends, we would get dressed up around 6 o'clock in the evening on Halloween, and we'd take our, we didn't use paper bags or little orange pumpkins, we used pillowcases, and we went trick-or-treating. We had like 4 blocks worth of houses that we could trick-or-treat at. Well, the first time was really easy. We went trick-or-treating, went home, emptied our bags, said, hey, I got another outfit I could put on. So we got dressed up again. Now it's 7:30 in the evening. Went trick-or-treating a second time. Got home, changed a third time. Went home. I'm telling you, we had more loot. It was amazing. But aside from that, we just always had a good time. It was never anything malicious, never anything evil. I don't believe we were inviting evil into our lives by participating in trick-or-treating. And I wasn't tricking anybody. We just asked for candy. And if they didn't have candy, that was okay.
Now, see, here's the thing, and I'm just going to run on a side note here, because I was listening to the radio this past week, and for some reason was listening to Christian radio, which I normally don't do. But I'm listening to this pastor, and he's just on the rails about, you know, how Halloween's of the devil, and it started off with the Druids, and it's this, and it's that, and it's evil, and this is the histories and the origins.
Can anybody else in the room name off many other quote unquote Christian activities and dates that weren't started off as Druids and witches?
That's what I'm coming to.
Pagan,
you know, like,
rituals.
I know the history of Halloween. I'm quite well versed in it. I also know the history of Christmas. Christ wasn't born in December. He wasn't born on the 25th. Most scholars agree he was probably born in the spring.
Sometime in April.
Yeah.
Closer to when we have Easter.
Well, see, here's the funny thing about that. Christmas, if I recall correctly, now, and I'd have to reference my books, was the Druids' Festival of Fire. Now,
or the Easter, Festival of Light, and a whole bunch of other pagan rituals other than Druids. The Druids really didn't have a corner on the market on strange rituals.
They didn't, but it was the area that Rome was having the hardest time getting them to give up their festivals.
Well, you want to know why the Druids aren't around anymore? Because of the Festival of Lights. They started putting candles on trees inside their houses, and they'd burn down. People would die. Druids died out.
But the thing is, like Easter has its origins in Babylon. You know?
Yeah, the birth of a new god. Not a new god, the same god being born again every year from an egg.
A colored egg. You know, that's
hatched out of the butt of a rabbit.
And I don't think a rabbit had anything to do with it. But, you know, that's the thing is, all these Christian holidays we've got, you know, don't get me wrong, Easter's fine, Christmas is fine. You know, I personally...
Valentine's Day? I love the pagan version of Valentine's Day.
But, you know, the thing is, you look at any of these days... And the only difference is that on Halloween, we let kids dress up. Ooh. And somehow, its slightly scarier connotations have stuck through the years. You know, I don't see anybody out there saying Christmas is evil because of a Christmas carol.
Jehovah's Witnesses. Not because of the Christmas carols.
They just don't like Christmas in general. Okay. And, you know, really, if you're going to be that extreme about it, then they're not too far off. I mean, if you're going to say Halloween's evil,
don't celebrate birthdays either. I mean, get no freaking cake or presents.
This is true. But what I'm saying is, if you're going to say Halloween's evil, then you have to throw Christmas and Easter right in there with it.
Sure. To my knowledge, there's only one quote unquote Christian holiday, and by Christian I'm including Catholics and Protestants, the whole bit. That would be St. Patrick's Day. The only one that's widely, I mean, and that's just a bunch of reason for Irish guys to go out and get drunk.
And see, I wouldn't even say that. You know, I'm not going to swear to it, but I think that one has some dark history, too.
Cool.
But, you know, the thing is there is, whatever your denomination of Christianity, I fully respect that. But I'm going to disagree with you 100% if you say that Halloween is evil. Now, here's the deal on that. If you're a Christian, then this is for you. The devil can only take what you give him. If you're an atheist, then this is for you. Who cares? It's a good day to drink.
You know, it's interesting discussing Halloween. We also have other things coming up right now. We've got a couple movies coming out.
Ah, yes.
Interesting fact. We've got in about 3.5 weeks from right now, we've got Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. I'm a huge Harry Potter fan. I've read all the books that are currently out, including the last one, all but the last one. I've read at least legitimately 10 times. I thoroughly enjoy them. I get lost in them. I don't think I'm going to become a wizard, because I don't believe that magic truly exists in the fashion that they use magic.
Yeah.
I don't think that by reading this or having it in my household, it's something that's evil and will invite evil into my household. And I don't think watching the movies is going to damage me or my kids. Mm-hmm. I think my daughter's a little young for them, so she's watched the first and the second one with me editing certain parts, and she loved them. She won't watch the third or the fourth for a while, probably till she's about 10 or 11. The funny thing is there are so many people up in arms about this Harry Potter, about how it's introducing our children to witches and wizards and magical forces and whatnot, and how evil it is. And a big part of why they think it's evil is because it's happening in modern day times. It's not happening in some, you know, far off land or whatnot. So they feel it's a little too close to home. Interestingly enough, within a month, I believe, of Harry Potter coming out, we've got The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, one of the greatest stories by C.S. Lewis, The Chronicles of Narnia. Let's see, there's a white witch, there's a talking lion, there are, what's the Pan, the god, the flute, what type of creature was he?
Oh, a fawn.
He's a fawn, yes. Running around, you've got Puddle Gump, you've got all these creatures.
I don't think Puddle Gump comes up in that one, I think that's...
No, he's in there.
Is he?
Yeah.
He shouldn't be.
I thought so.
If I remember the books correctly, that should be in
Silver Chair. You're right. Regardless, the Chronicles of Narnia are full of witches and wizards and magic, and it's a wonderful story. And C.S. Lewis, yes, was a confessed Christian. He wrote, you know, the Screwtape Letters. He wrote an awful lot of great, great stories, Christian-based and whatnot.
Hey, so, Tolkien was a Christian, too.
Yeah, those I know.
Those two were buddies.
And here's the thing. A lot of the people who hate Harry Potter will turn around and love and read all of the Tolkien novels, everything from, you know, Hobbit all the way through Lord of the Rings, mm-hmm. Return of the King, and then you've got all the other books that he wrote, and a Shadow of the Something. I've got a first edition around here somewhere. I can't remember. The Silmarillion. He's got all these stories that are all fictionally based, and people don't have a problem with it because they happen in a time that is not relevant to us. Millions of years ago, thousands of years ago, 100 years ago, whatever it was, it doesn't happen in a time that's real. Same people will enjoy Star Wars with the Force and Yoda and the good and the evil. They're okay with that because it didn't happen here and now. It's mm-hmm. not set in our time. It's set in a galaxy
far, far away.
Perfect.
You know, the thing is with that is, I don't know. I was raised where I was allowed to see movies with magic and sorcery and witches and wizards and all that happy horse manure. You know, I mean, I remember when I was a kid watching on the Disney Channel, Angela Lansbury, Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
That was a fantastic movie.
Wasn't it, though? You know, and the thing was because my parents knew that with a little bit of instruction, I would understand that's just make-believe.
Fact versus fiction.
It's just fantasy. It's just for fun.
And that does fall... Your parents did the right thing. My parents did the right thing. That falls squarely on the shoulders of the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what? If I have a friend of mine who happens to be dead set against Halloween and dead set against Harry Potter, I'm okay with that.
Sure.
I'm not going to walk into their house and say, you need to listen to this, and you need to watch this, and you need to go out and let your kids trick-or-treat. You know what? I'm not going to be a stumbling block for a brother. However, I'm not going to allow him to come in here and condemn my lifestyle.
And that's exactly
now,
it.
This is not an issue of situational ethics.
Mm-hmm.
There are no situational ethics. There is right and there is wrong. Now, what's right for me might not be right for you. What's wrong for me might not be wrong for you. In most instances, some things are just wrong, period. There is black and white in the world, but there's an awful lot of gray areas.
There are, you know, and there's a lot of things where, okay, Ouija boards. You know, you're essentially trying to contact another world with that. Bad idea.
Okay, good. I'm so glad we agree on that.
You know,
the idea of contacting a demon or someone who is quote-unquote dead... No.
I look at, you know, that's one of those things you can look at biblical history or you can look at actual history. People who contact the dead, bad things happen to them. Let's go back to the Bible. I'll give you two examples. First
Saul.
Example is, exactly, Saul calls up Samuel. Yeah, he lost for it, big time. You know, Samuel came up and went, hey, you know what? You shouldn't have woke me
Dummy
up.
Dummy up.
You shouldn't have woke me up and now you're going to suffer for it. The next big one that I'm going to talk about was within the last couple of 100 years, and that was Sarah Winchester. You ever seen the Winchester Mansion?
Yes. I think that there was a little bit of psychosis with that.
There was, but here's the thing. She was known to contact the dead.
She attempted to, yes, seances and everything.
You know, and the thing is with that is, this is what I heard once, and I don't know, this is for you who are not believers, but when you...
Jesus loves you anyway.
Yeah, and that would be Chris's contribution. I'm not going to offend you by telling you that, even though it's true.
I'll offend everybody. I'm okay with it.
The upshot being that from an atheist, and actually I heard a Christian professor was the one that said this, he does not believe that you can actually contact the spirit world, which is kind of an interesting perspective for a born-again Christian. Here's his opinion on Ouija boards. You ask a question, your subconscious answers it, and that's what causes a Ouija board to work. Now, his big fear in that is not demon possession. His problem with that is if you get your conscious and your subconscious acting independently, eventually they split, and guess what? Multiple personalities start emerging, and you find yourself needing drugs and all kinds of other things to get yourself back in line. That's his belief. He doesn't believe that a Ouija board can contact the spirit world. It
See,
just makes your mind
operate.
I don't
believe you can operate. Necessarily contact the dead, because I don't believe that... I mean... Other than the time when, and there's a couple times in the Bible where
there's
dead,
several times in the Bible it happened.
But I don't think you can contact a dead relative or whatnot through the Ouija board. I don't think that's who you're talking to.
No, I don't think that through a Ouija board you are either. I don't know, ghosts, spirits, things like that. I'm not sold on that. It happened too many times, especially in the Old Testament,
sure.
for me to say no.
Oh yeah, no, I won't say no to any of it. I mean, I won't say no to a lot of things.
But if a relative who's dead shows up and starts talking to me, I'm going to be very wary of who I'm dealing with.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jump out the window, John. No. Go away. No, interesting. It's funny with something like... We'll continue using harvest parties.
Uh-huh.
A lot of churches and schools will have harvest parties. Actually, churches will have harvest parties. Schools will flat out have Halloween parties, but they won't have Christmas parties.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother story. We'll save that for the next podcast. But anyways, they'll have harvest parties, and you can dress up, but you can't dress up as something scary. No problem with that. It's still on Halloween, or real close to it. They're still giving out candy.
Yeah.
A lot of the people who won't let their kids go trick-or-treating will still let them go roller skate at the harvest party.
Yeah, and the other side of that is it's a safety thing. You know, if you're all about the safety aspect, if you're one of those uptight parents, and don't get me wrong, I am not knocking you if you are, because there are a lot of nuts out there like Chris. But if they're, you know, if you're uptight...
Razor blades.
See? You know, if you're one of those parents that doesn't want their kids out there taking that risk, I'm okay with that. Personally, I think you should just take your kid trick-or-treating if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, don't let some six-year-old kid go walking around by himself. Are you crazy? Are you freaking nuts?
But,
excuse me, we live in a nice small neighborhood. I'd be lit sitting there, you know, Halloween night. I didn't go out partying or anything. I hung out at my house, watched movies with friends. The doorbell would ring. I'd run upstairs, pull up the bag of candy and say, open the door, trick-or-treat. You know, there's like 6 5-year-olds. Where are your parents? At home? They're letting you wander the street in the dark wearing costumes. Now, see, I don't mind. I mean, my daughter goes trick-or-treating every year.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking my son this year. He's going to be a punk rocker. I'm going to take them both.
Yeah.
Uncle John here is going to go with us. He doesn't need to dress up. He's got the Wolfman thing down pat. But we got...
You're just jealous because I can grow a beard and you can't.
Dude. We're on day 5 here, okay? Give me a break.
Yeah, it's red, okay?
Anyways, I'll take my kids trick-or-treating. I'm going to hold their hands. We're going to walk door to door. I'm not going to stand back at the street and let them go ring the doorbell because I don't trust whoever's out the other side of that door.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stand right there. So when it opens up, I'm going to say trick-or-treat with my daughter, and they're going to look at my daughter. Oh, aren't you cute? What are you dressed up at? Oh, I'm dressed up as a kitty, or I'm dressed up as a cowboy or whatever. I don't care. And they'll look at me and say, what are you dressed up as? An armed gunman.
They'll look at me and go, damn, you're handsome.
Yeah, they'll look at John and say, damn, you're handsome.
That's anyway.
That's 2 quarters we both owed. The D word is listed, so.
Rats. I don't have a quarter on
That's
me.
Okay. We'll mark it up on the board. We got a whiteboard right behind John here. I think we're going to put our initials up there and just keep tabs of how often we swear. But back to Halloween. It's funny because they... One of the biggest complaints I hear from people about Halloween is that it is a pagan holiday. Regardless of what they all are. And then they turn around and celebrate every other holiday. From Saint Valentine's Day to Christmas to...
Do we want to talk about Thanksgiving here? Okay, maybe it's not a pagan holiday, but gee, let's show up, just about freeze to death, have the Indians bail us out, and then in return for their kindness,
we'll pass them
off a disease that wipes out their entire village. I'm not talking about the wars later. I'm just talking about the ones that died of disease up front. Yeah. You know, don't get me wrong. You know, I'm not going to start on that whole political forum, and I don't, you know, we've long paid for our crimes. Actually, I'm paying for your crimes because my ancestors didn't start in this country. But
mine.
You know, we didn't do a cotton picking
thing. We got kicked out
of
Ireland, and they couldn't afford to send us all the way over to Australia.
Well, so, we left Germany because this young guy named Hitler was starting to rise to power, and he kind of creeped us out. But anyway, which is funny, because my grandfather went back to try to kick him out of France. That's a story for another time.
Irony.
Yeah. But, you know, it's one of those things where, what holiday can you celebrate if you're going to be that strict about it? But going back to harvest parties.
Wait.
United Nations Day.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
we'll save that one. We'll save that one. That will come back another day. United Nations is a whole political topic that we could spend hours on.
But the thing is, you know, it's like, if you don't want to let your kids trick or treat, if you're worried about it, hey, I'm okay with that. I understand that. I respect that. Take them to a harvest party. I'm good with that. But don't condemn people who are good with trick or treating. You know. If you're going to condemn them for anything, and that you're iffy on this, but if you're going to condemn them for anything, condemn them for, you know, putting their kid possibly in some form of danger, maybe. But, you know, you're reaching on that one. But to attach this whole spiritual meaning to it, to attach this whole spiritual meaning to it. I don't buy it. I'm sorry. You know?
I agree. All in favor of keeping Halloween?
Aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. You're all outvoted.
All against? All right. Enjoy the candy. Don't eat too much. And make sure to brush your teeth before you go to bed.
By the way, Matt and Ryan aren't with us again tonight because they're lame, weak, and bogus. But one of these days, we will get them in here for a podcast. We promise.
No, they were a part of our first podcast, but the audio was so bad. Maybe someday when we're rich and famous, we will release that podcast as a blooper reel or something. The audio was bad. We were talking over each other. With two people, you can converse and talk over a little bit, but you get four people in one room without like holding up a sign saying, my turn to talk, it doesn't really work.
Yeah.
So we're going to work on that this next time when we're all together and hopefully be able to talk about everything that we'd like to talk about. Well, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to send them to fireballbrady@podomatic.com. That is who hosts our podcast for us and who we send them through. So you guys have a wonderful Halloween, and we will talk to you later.